Art, are the Mariners as bad as they've looked for the past six games?
Well, in some ways, yes, but really what's happened is the way they've lost has been so aggravating. In fact, it's the two worst ways you can lose, which is in Cleveland, they lost three of the four games on walk-off hits, meaning the home team was at the last at-bat and won on the last hit. And that's a tough way to lose, but you're in the game, you're engaged with it, it's a dramatic game against the American League Central Division leaders, you know, so... But it's aggravating. It's emotionally draining to lose. And then they go to Anaheim and they lose 12-0 and 7-1 in back-to-back games, which is the other worst way to lose when you're not in the game after the first inning. So what you've got is five losses that are the worst way to lose. And then the sixth loss in a row was Felix Hernandez falling off the edge of the earth in a shutout loss. So it was just about the worst way you can go through a six-game stretch. And the real bad consequence out of that is the fan base is so aggravated. I call it, I guess, basically a haplessness. It doesn't seem like there's anything to be done about it, but fans want everything to be done about it. And so you wind up having a feeling of disgust because everything needs to happen and nothing is happening. And it's just a very difficult time to be a fan.
One of the things that the Mariners are doing in response is they're making a move that involves Jesus Montero.
Right. They sent him down to AAA, and they're bringing up another catcher, Jesus Sucre. It's a patch, a temporary deal. It's not anything that's going to resolve, but Jesus Montero has been terrible at the plate, in the field, and my gosh, on the bases. He's still El Galapago.
The running problem?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah.
He just is strange. And it's something needs to be done, but it's also a marked failure of one of the key young members of the roster because they want Dustin Ackley to produce, they want Justin Smoke to produce, they want Montero to produce, and they've had so little of that from the young people. They've had two successes in the last several years. Kyle Seager at third base and Michael Saunders in the outfield seem to be capable everyday major league players at their positions. But other than that, you know, they haven't had much, and they get one-year patch guys like Mike Morris and Kendrys Morales, and those guys aren't hitting. So collectively, it seems dismal. And, of course, they are now approaching the Memorial Day weekend, which is always the time when the Mariners in the last several years pretty much check out of the pennant race. And they really need to do something this weekend to change the emotion and the culture around the team.
Well, and they're playing the Rangers.
Yes, the AL West leaders, probably the best team in the American League. And it could be, by the end of this, another series loss, which would be three in a row. And it would put so much pressure on the team to make decisions just for making change. And that's the worst thing a front office can do. You can't panic and fall prey to the fans' emotions. On the other hand, just to sit there and do nothing is the acme of haplessness.
All right, Art, thanks.
My pleasure.
KPLU sports commentator Art Thiel joins us every week at this time. His website is Sports Press Northwest at sportspressnw.com, and he's a contributor to crosscut.com. You can download Sports with Art Thiel and other KPLU commentaries at kplu.org. I'm Kirsten Kendrick.